The second parak gets back to discussing the halachas mikra megillah, mishnah aleph, hakores ad megillah lemafreya lo yatza. Somebody who reads the megillah out of order, for example, a later parak before an earlier parak, you are not yotza even b'dievid. It has to be read in its proper order. Kra'a alpeh, somebody who read it by heart without using a klaf. Kra'a targum or b'chol alashon lo yatza. If somebody read it in Aramaic to somebody who did not understand it, or in any other language to somebody who did not understand that language. For example, you read it in French to somebody who only speaks English. You are not yotzei aval korin osah leloazos belaz. But you can read it in a non-Hebrew language. For example, you can read it in French to somebody who understands French. That would be acceptable. V'haloes shama ashuris, and even somebody who doesn't understand Hebrew but heard it in Hebrew. So haloes is somebody who's a foreigner, literally doesn't understand Hebrew but heard it in ashuris, which is Hebrew. Yatza, you are yotze that way as well. Mishnah Beis, kra'a seirugin, somebody who read it in its proper chronological order but had starts and stops. Started reading, took a break. Read more, took a break. Umis namnam, somebody who read while dozing off. We're talking about the person who's reading it. Yatza, you're a yotze because you read the entire Megillah. Somebody who was dozing off while listening certainly missed some words. That you are not yotze. Haya kosva, somebody is involved in doing something with the Megillah, not an official reading, but he, for example, he's copying out of a kosher Megillah and he's reading pasuk by pasuk, dorsha, or if he's reading out of a Megillah and he's making drushas. He's making drushas on each pasuk, for example, or he's explaining the psukim umagia, or if he is editing a Megillah, he's reading a kosher Megillah, but he's reading it out loud in order to correct it. In kiven libo yatza, if he had in mind when he's doing any of these activities that he's fulfilling the mitzvah mikra Megillah, that is sufficient. He does fulfill the mitzvah v'imlav. If he did not have it in mind, he is not yotze lo yatza. Haisak suva besam. Now we're talking about which materials are necessary to make a kosher Megillah. Haisak suva besam. If the Megillah was written in a yellow ink, ubisikra, red dye, uvakomos, tree sap, uvakan kantom, it was written in ferrous sulfate, al haniyar, on a regular piece of paper, val hadiftara, if it's written on an unfinished piece of parchment, it's not a proper cloth, lo yatza, that is not a kosher Megillah. Achite ksuva ashuris, it has to be written in Hebrew. We mentioned also it can be written in another language for those who understand those other languages, but ashuris, it has to be written in Hebrew, and anyone can be yotze with that Megillah, even if they don't speak Hebrew. Hala sefer, it has to be written on a proper cloth, ubidio, in black ink. Mishnah Gimel. Ben Ir, somebody who keeps the Megillah, lives in a city that they read the Megillah on the 14th, shalach likrach, and he went to a place that they read the Megillah on the 15th. For example, went to Yerushalayim. Uben Krach, somebody who lives in the Yerushalayim, a place that they read on the 15th, shalach li'ir, went to a place that is not a walled city, so they read it on the 14th. So where does he read? So it depends. Where is he on the morning when the obligation kicks in? In other words, im asi lachzor limikomo, if he is going to return to his place before the obligation to read in the morning kicks in. In other words, at dawn, at daybreak, if he has left the place, kore kimikomo, he will read based on his own place, vin lav. However, if he is staying in the place, meaning somebody who is in the place that they read on the 14th, even if he lives in Yerushalayim where they read on the 15th, but he is there for the morning, and the morning is the main obligation to read. So if he's there where that obligation kicks in at daybreak, kore imahem, he will read with the people that he is now visiting. Umehechan kore adam es haMegillah v'yotzeba yedei chovaso. From where do we have to read in the Megillah and fulfill the mitzvah? Rabbi Meir Omer Kula, you have to read the entire Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miish Yehudi, from Ish Yehudi, which is towards the beginning of the second parak when it discusses Mordechai and who he was. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Ma'achar Hadvarim Ha'ela, Rabbi Yossi says, we read from the beginning of the third parak, which discusses Haman's rise to power. Mishnah Dalet, a kol ksherin likrosas a Megillah. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. If you are obligated in the Megillah, that includes women, because they are obligated, they can read for others. Chutz mecheresh, excluding somebody who is deaf. Shota, somebody who is insane. And a vekatan, somebody who is below the age of bar or bas mitzvah. They are not obligated in mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you have a katan who is higia lechinuch, who we have an obligation to educate him because he can understand the education. He is obligated via chinuch, and also accordingly he can read for others, even adults as well. In Korines HaMegillah V'lo Mali, now we're going to list out a bunch of mitzvahs that can be done only in the daytime. So we're going to discuss from when. So we're going to say that these mitzvahs, including the Mikra Megillah, should only be done from sunrise, which is Netzach Chama. However, if it's done from Alos HaShachar, which is when the rays of the sun begin to appear, one opinion is it's 72 minutes before sunrise, that would be acceptable. So the Mishnah says, in Koines HaMegillah, we don't read the Megillah, v'lo malin, we don't do bris milah, v'lo tovlin. Somebody who has to go to mikvah, not talking about a woman after nida, but somebody who is tamei, who has to go to mikvah, for example, tamei for 7 days and has to go to the mikvah after that, v'lo mazin, and we do also, somebody who became tmei mes, came in contact with the dead body at the time of the base of mikdash, and we would sprinkle on them the mechatas, with water and the ash of the part Aduma on the 3rd and 7th day. Vechein shomeres yom keneged yom lo titbol, a woman who saw an unusual flow after her 7 days of menstruation, so in the next 11 days, so she would have to go to mikveh if she only saw 1 day, so she would go after the day she saw, she would go to mikveh the next morning. She does not do that tefillah in all these cases ad shetaneis adchama, until it's netzachama, until after the ball of the sun begins to rise. The chulan and all those aforementioned mitzvahs, the chulan sha'as if they did do any of those mitzvahs, including the Mikra Megillah from Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar, we mentioned, is when the rays of the sun are barely discernible, as the 72 minutes before Alos, although some don't pask in that way, it would be B'dievet Kasha. That would be acceptable because that really is the beginning of the day. Mishnah A, continuing on in the mitzvahs that can be done during the day, and not only during the day, but all day long, kol hayom, kasha l'kriyas ha-megillah, the entire day the Megillah can be read. On Purim, l'kriyas ha-halal, on days where we say halal, for example, on Chagim, Yontifs, on Rosh Chodesh, the whole day we can say the halal, l'tkiyas shofar, on Rosh Hashanah we can blow the shofar all day long, we can hear the shofar all day long, and tilas lulav, and taking the lulav on Sukkot, u'l'tfilas ha-musaf, in the days that we say musaf, Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, the entire day we can say the musaf, u'l musafin, the bringing of the korban musaf, u'l'vidoy aparin, these are talking about specific korbanos, if the Kohen made a certain type of mistake, or the Sanhedrin made a certain type of mistake, they would bring what's called the par Kohen Mashiach, or the par Helam Davar, and there was a confession that would be made, so that had to be done during the day. Ulevidoy Amaiser, everyone in Eretz Yisrael, they would say a confession in the 4th and 7th years of the Shemitah, that in the prior 3 years, that they had brought properly all of their Chumas and Maisro, so that confession was also done only during the day. Levidoy Kohen Kakipurim, the Vidoy of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, and when it comes to Karbanas, L'smicha, the smicha, leaning on the korban, L'shchita, the korban, L'tnufa, when a korban requires waving of various sacrificial parts, that was done during the day. When it comes to the korban, mincha, L'hagasha, bringing the korban mincha to the mizbeach, L'kmitza, taking a fistful of the korban mincha, of the meal offering, U'la'aktar, and burning it on the mizbeach. When it comes to the bird offerings, L'melika, which that's the way of shechting in a certain way, but without the hand of the coin, with the nail of the coin, so that's removing the head of the bird offering, and the Kabbalah ulazaya is when it comes to the normal korbanos, where Kabbalah is receiving the blood in a kli sharis, in a vessel in the base of mikdash, ulazaya, and sprinkling it on the mizbeach, ulashkaya sota, when a woman was suspicious that she had an illicit relationship, she's an apparent sota, they're giving her of the water to drink, that was done in the daytime, the water with the Shem Hashem, the bitter waters, it's what is referred to in English, ularifas ha'egla, this is the process of the egla arufa, breaking the head of a calf when a dead body was found, equidistant between two cities, ulahatar sa'matzor, and going through the tahara process, the various steps of the tahara of somebody who was a matzora, all of this was done during the day, continuing mishnah. When it comes to mitzvahs that are done at night, kol halayla kasha the ksiras haomer. The ksiras haomer is the harvesting of the barley that was brought as a korban on the 16th of Nisan. That is the second day of Pesach. So they would do the harvesting the night before. You could do that the entire night long. Ulehekter chalavim beivarim, the leftover fats and limbs from the korban tamid can be burnt the entire night long on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah concludes that haklal, this is the bottom line principle, davar shemitzvah so bayom kasher kol hayom, is something that the mitzvah can be done in the daytime. It can be done the entire daytime. Davar shemitzvah so balayla, anything that is a mitzvah to be done at night, kasher kol halayla, the mitzvah can be done the entire night long.